I came here last year, I listened to people's concerns, and we've made significant changes to the scheme in terms of supports that are available, bringing that flexibility into it. So we'll have an announcement in the coming weeks in relation to side-by-side, and I know how important that is for families with people living in their homes with disabilities, and also an announcement in the coming weeks around Ellen Park as well. And again, in terms of social housing, that's with the Attorney General for drafting the scheme, and again in the month of June I expect that would be announced. So I think the outstanding issues that we agreed to work on and to bring to a resolution will be published in the coming weeks, and I think that's important for people.
On your visit today, it's not solely defective concrete blocks. Some people will say it's important to look at all aspects of housing. Others will say there should be a special focus on the defective concrete in Donegal.
Well, absolutely. We can't get away from defective concrete blocks because of the impact that really has on people and the distress and the frustration. But we've now seen almost €250 million drawn down for people to be able to rebuild their lives. We have over 900 applications under construction. Over 2,500 applications in total, but over 900 under construction, over 300 completed. So we're seeing real momentum now with people being able to get their lives back together in terms of remediation. And as I say, we'll bring a conclusion out to those final steps there. Obviously, the new IS is going to come out as well. And once that comes out in the coming weeks, that will trigger a review of the legislation, and that will happen sequentially as well. But I think what is important here, though, is for Donegal, is there's so much positivity happening. When we look at the regeneration in Letterkenny Town Centre here, where you have the TRI funding, you have the Urban Regeneration funding. Now we have the Living Cities Initiative. We also have Uisge Éireann heading out to Kilmacrenan there as well, and the work that's happening there, visiting over 140 houses under construction at one stage or another here, and over 600 homes at various stages in the pipeline of construction right across Donegal. So I think that kind of normalisation is really important, that positivity of how much is really happening here. And the politicians right across Donegal and Donegal County Council deserve huge credit to be able to bring that positivity, that level of regeneration and advancement, while also dealing with the defective concrete box situation as well.
You made comment too that in Donegal things get done. Is that unique to here, or is, you know, compared to other counties that you visit?
I wouldn't say unique, but it is one of the strongest counties. There is no question about that, and you do see things getting done. And as I say, dealing with the defective concrete box situation, which is so distressing for people, while also driving on with really significant delivery here. I think it really shows things are happening, and the government is backing Donegal, and Donegal has very strong representatives in the government and in the Dáil.